翻到之后，让我们一同攻读《路加福音》九章五十七到六十二节，请。他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”就对一个人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”又有一个人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”今天在我们中间证道的是廖华才牧师，主题目是上帝在寻找愿意委身于神国事工的年轻人。我们把时间交给他。
You know my height. Wherever I go, I have to adjust the mic. Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主的名问大家弟兄姐妹的安。
I know that Professor Andrew is better preacher than me, so a better preacher interprets someone who is not as good as him will may be difficult, but we will try.
我们就一起来服侍上帝哈，他很谦虚。
First of all, a short introduction of our family. Can you please stand up, my family?
大家想介绍我的家人，让大家认识。
Thank you. As you know, my wife is from Taiwan.
太太从台湾来。
And I'm son-in-law of Taiwan.
我是这个台湾的女婿。
In the past 20 years, we served in 5 different countries as missionaries.
在过去20年，我们在五个国家来服侍为宣教士。
We served in Sudan, Khartoum.
我们在
Khartoum City in Sudan.
在苏丹 Khartoum 市。
That sometimes in summertime, the temperature reaches up to 50 degrees centigrade.
有时候温度到50度。
And then we also served in South Africa.
还有南非。
That sometimes in the winter time temperature dropped down to -3 or -4.
冬天-3 or -4.
And then we also have served in Ghana.
有时候在加纳。
There's no weather. There's no season. It's a wet or dry only.
这个没有什么气候，就是干或者湿。
And then we have served in Nairobi, Kenya also.
还有是肯亚 Nairobi.
Very pleasant weather.
非常好的天气。
Full of wonderful national parks.
很多的国家公园，很漂亮。
And we also served or have a ministry in South Sudan.
我们也在南苏丹也有工作。
The newest country in the world.
最近的国家。
And where there is not much road or much facilities.
没有什么路或者是其他的一些建设。
And the last 6 years we were in Northeast India.
过去的六年我们在印度的这个东北边。
Our main ministry there is discipleship and mentoring.
我们最主要的服事是这个门徒的训练。
And also recruiting missionaries, young men and women like you to send out to different parts of the world.
那就是来呼召年轻人，好像你来到世界各地来服侍主。
And then this year we have follow sabbatical here in Taiwan.
那今年我们在台湾有数十年。
And then we are enjoying Taiwanese food and then hospitality and friendship.
我们非常享受台湾的美食，很多的款待，就非常高兴。
And my wife has been traveling to different places and to share about mission.
那我的太太有机会在各地来分享宣教的事情。
And this is Mission Week, and today is Mission Sunday, as Professor Andrew has said. Also, is a parent. Children Day also.
今天是差传年日，好，今天也是亲子主日。
But my message will be more on mission.
那今天我的讯息是在宣教的方面。
I know that you are accustomed to PowerPoint preaching.
我知道你们比较习惯有 PowerPoint.
But we will go back to 2000, 2,000 years ago,
2000年,
the story we are going to tell, the scene is 2,000 years ago in Palestine.
那时候在巴勒斯坦的2000年的故事,
so we are not going to use PowerPoint, but we will use a story.
没有 PowerPoint, 有很好的故事。
But first of all, let me ask you a question.
首先想问大家一个问题,
what is mission?
宣教是什么呢?
Anyone, what is mission?
任何一位, 什么叫宣教?
Have you ever heard about mission?
有没有听过宣教呢?
Your pastors, your elders speaking about mission.
哦, 你的牧师, 你的辅导讲到宣教。
No, I think we are typical Asians, so
哦,
we are a bit shy.
这个很害羞,
and we dare not to speak in front of elders also.
这个对,好,大人面前不好意思讲话。
But the mission in short is the ministry of transformation.
宣教最简单的解释就是个改变。
Human has two basic needs.
我们人有两个方面。
Physical needs and spiritual needs.
两个需要, 一个是身体的需要, 一个是属灵的需要。
Physical needs, anyone, any organization can meet us.
身体上的需要, 各的机构, 各的团体大概都可以满足。
Food, clothing, housing, education, etc.
食物的需要, 住宿的需要, 饮食的需要, 教育的需要, 大概都可以。
But spiritual needs, it's only God can meet us.
属灵的需要, 只有上帝能满足。
Then God meets our spiritual need in and through believers in church like you.
神满足我们属灵的需要, 借着信靠他的人的教会, 好像大家一样。
Only God, Jesus Christ, can transform our lives.
只有上帝能改变我们的生命。
The most powerful human, President Obama, cannot transform our inner life.
世界上最强的, Obama 总统大概也没有办法改变我们的生命。
But only Jesus Christ can transform our life from bad to good, from dead to life.
只有耶稣基督能改变人的生命, 从坏到好, 从死到活。
That transformational life, that ministry we called mission.
这个生命的改变的服事,
In the New Testament times, our first missionary is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
在新约的时代, 第一个宣教士, 就是我们的主耶稣。
He has all the comforts in heaven.
他有世界上最舒服的一个环境。
All the angels worshipping him, holy, 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 day and night.
全部的天使在他面前说, 圣圣圣, 来服侍他, 来崇拜他。
But because he loved us, leaving all those comforts and glory, He came down to this world.
因为他爱我们, 他就离去他一切的舒适, 离去他的荣华, 来到我们中间。
Why did he come down to this world?
为什么他来到这个世界?
Because without God, the world is lost.
因为没有上帝, 全世界都是离去的,
there is so much war.
那很多的战乱,
nations and nations, tribes and tribes, clans and clans fighting each other and killing each other.
国与国, 族与族, 一起打, 一起, 一起攻打,
there was so much bondage of Satan.
有许多撒旦的捆绑,
even to please Satan or their man-made God, humans even have to sacrifice their children.
甚至是来讨好撒旦或是制造了一个偶像, 有些人甚至牺牲他的孩子。
The world lived under fear.
全世界在恐惧中生活。
There was also so much poverty.
有许多的贫穷。
In spite of people working so hard, all their hard labor, many a time goes to the rich and the powerful.
即使许多人非常努力的工作, 但是他们所一点点的储蓄, 都在上位的,
there was so much oppression of the poor and the needy.
Yeah, 在贫穷中有很多很多的压迫, 很多很多的需要。
In order to rescue, release, restore those kind of people who are under the bondage of Satan, Jesus came down to this world.
为的是来释放那些在撒旦的捆绑之中, 耶稣来到我们中间。
And he did the ministry of transformation.
他过一个改变生命的一个,
做这样的时工。 He has made many, many disciples during his lifetime.
在他的 服事中有许多的门徒被他所造就。
The most famous ones we know they are the 12 disciples.
最出名的就是那十二个门徒。
Jesus Christ lived a short life.
耶稣过一个简短的人生。
But his message continued to live.
但是他的活出来的仍然在我们生命中活着。
His commandment continued to live.
他的命令仍然是活着。
He commanded his believers, his followers, to continue the mission he had come for. That is the mission of transformation of life.
他教导跟随他的人，他仍然要过他的命令，就是来不断的改变其他人的生命。
So this morning we want to study. Three people whom Jesus called or wanted them to participate or to do this work of mission.
So 今天我们花时间看三个人，耶稣邀请他们来参与宣教的事工。
The passage we have already read.
我们已经读了今天的信息经文。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
Thank you so much for your word.
谢谢你，你的工作。
As we study your word again this morning,
当我们再一次今天早上来思考你的话，
we pray, Father, that you will help us understand it's in the way you revealed yourself.
求你来帮助我们，是你自己把你的话解开，让我们可以看见。
Speak to us, Lord.
可你跟主啊，跟我们说话。
And your servants will listen.
那你的仆人就会聆听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we see the first would-be missionary.
那我们先看第一个自愿来希望当宣教士的人。
It's in verses 57 and 58. 57,
58节。
Now in a very short, this man's problem is he has wrong motivation.
那简单的来说，这个人呢有非常强烈的意愿。
He volunteered himself to be a missionary.
他自愿来参与宣教的工作。
He said to Jesus,
他跟耶稣说，
I will follow you wherever you go.
你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
But Jesus replied,
耶稣说，
Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
只有人子没有枕头的地方。
You would imagine, why would Jesus answer like that if someone said, yes, yes, I'll follow you and I'll be your missionary? Why wasn't Jesus very happy? Okay, come, 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 I will send you. Why didn't he do that?
你会想象说，有人说，我愿意，你到哪里去，我愿意跟从你。为什么耶稣说，来来来，跟我一起来吧。
There are very few people who would like to work for him, so why would he answer this man like that?
很少人愿意跟随耶稣，所以有个人愿意跟随，为什么耶稣跟他们回话呢？
You know, Jesus, who knows from our head to our toe, who knows our inner thoughts, have seen the inner thoughts or motivation of this man.
因为耶稣完全认识一个人，从头到脚，我们内心的一些想法，耶稣完全知道。
That time Jesus became so popular.
耶稣那时候非常出名。
So many people followed him.
很多人想跟随他。
And people even expect that this Jesus will claim the throne of David, that is to become the king of Israel, and then he will help us, or he will lead us defeat our enemies, even our enemy, the Romans who are occupying us.
甚至有些人有些期待说，耶稣来就会这个就复原那时候大卫的一个宝座，推翻罗马人。
By following Jesus or by becoming a missionary, that man was looking for power, name, and fame.
所以那一位回答耶稣的，他心里面想说，如果他成为一个宣教士的话，他就可以有名、有利、有一切。
He did not think of a sacrifice.
他没有想到要牺牲。
He thought of all the comforts and power.And glory.
他想到一切的舒适、权力跟荣耀。
So Jesus said, "Mission work is not like that."
耶稣说：“抱歉，宣教工作不是这样子。
I myself do not have a place to lay my head.
说我自己也没有枕头的地方。
That particular evening, as Jesus was walking, he was not sure where would he sleep.
因为当天晚上，主真的不知道他会睡在哪里。
If people invite him to be their guest, then he may have a place to sleep.
所以有人邀请耶稣成为客人，也许他有个地方睡。
But if they did not invite him, he would be wandering.
如果没人邀请他，他就会到处晃。
So the Son of Man is like that.
所以人子是这样子。
So if you follow me, you may not expect the glory, power, and the fame you expect. You may not get it, but you may rather be suffering.
所以当你跟随我的时候，你所期待的荣耀、光荣，抱歉，你可能是没有，可能会受苦。
Are you willing to do that?
你愿意这样做吗？
Jesus asked.
耶稣问他。
Now today in mission work, also in many places, it's become some kind of adventure or a fashion.
有时候今天的宣教是变成是一个好玩的东西，好玩，有刺激的东西。
The church people loved missionaries so much. Our family also, this church and our church and ship also, they love us so much.
教会很爱我们，非常之对我们很好。
Because of that, people can have wrong motivation to become a missionary.
也许人家对宣教的不清楚了解，他们有错误的观念。
Oh, these days people want to travel, go to different parts of the world.
有些人喜欢旅游到世界各地。
Want to experience new things.
想经历不同的事情。
Because of that, people may just think of joining a mission.
所以因此人家想当宣教士。
Or to be a full-time worker, a missionary or pastor in the church is people say,Musu, musu, musu, sumu, sumu, and respect. So people may like to receive such kind of thing also.
也许你当宣教士，人家叫你牧师、牧师、师母、师母，你享受人家对你的尊敬，所以想当宣教士。
When we have become a pastor, you know, even very big people respect us. Musu, musu, musu.
所以这即使是当我成为一个牧师，即使是要在位的人，仍然只要谦卑跟我说，叫我像牧师。
Because of that power and glory, people may like.Or think of going to a mission or to pastoral ministry.
所以也许这样子一些事情，一些荣誉，人家想当宣教士。
Jesus said, "If you have such kind of thinking,"
也是说，如果你有这样想法
，then I have no place for you.
抱歉，没有你的地方。
Only if you are thinking of sacrifice,
只有你想到牺牲
，sacrificial love
是牺牲的爱。
Then I have a place for you.
那我这里有个地方给你。
When we were in Africa, I attended a conference in Nairobi, Kenya.
当我在非洲的时候，我在肯亚参加一个会议。
And one time, a rural pastor asked this question.
有一位乡村的牧师问这个问题。
I have two degrees, university degrees.
我有两个大学的学位。
Which means one degree from university, another degree from seminary.
这是一个从大学拿的，另外一个是神学院拿的。
If I join the government or company or other business, I can live comfortably in Nairobi city or other cities in Kenya.
如果我是成为一个公务员或是公司上班，我应该可以有很舒适的生活在 Nairobi, Kenya.
If I use my seminary degree also, I can pastor comfortably a city church.
所以如果用我的神学的学位，我应该是在一个大城市里面做一个大教会的牧师。
But the Lord called me to go to rural Kenya.
那神呼召我到 Nairobi, Kenya 一个偏远的地方。
After the last bus stop, we have to walk for several kilometers by foot.
那到了一个公车的最后一站，我们还是要走几公里。
And then the place where I stay is no good school.
那我住的地方没有很好的学校。
No proper hospital.
没有很好的医院。
No running water.
没有这个自来水。
No good electricity supply.
没有电。
No gas connection.
没有瓦气。
We are living in the dark.
我们在黑暗中生活。
Many times we have to use kerosene oil or candlelight.
很多时候我们用那个电油灯或者是说蜡烛。
And the salary I receive is not much.
我的薪水很少。
If we just buy food, it's enough for 1 week for our family.
大概只有够一个礼拜我家人的这个钱来吃饭。
So the next 3 weeks we struggle.
所以过一个礼拜后的三个礼拜，
I have not bought new clothes for my wife for 2 years.
两年没有替太太买一个新衣服。
You know, how many clothes you buy every year? I don't know.
每年买多少新衣服哈？
Many of us, our problem is which clothes to use in this Sunday or this day, because so many things to choose from our wardrobe.
我们往往的问题是礼拜天早上那么多的选项，不晓得选哪一件穿。
But that man, he didn't. He had not bought new clothes for his wife for 2 years.
那位牧师两年没有替太太买个新衣服。
He said, "We are suffering."
我在受苦中。
So what shall we do?
该怎么办呢？
Shall I come back to the city?
所以要回到城市里面吗？
Please tell me what shall I do?
告诉我该怎么办。
The speaker was thinking very deep.
那位讲员很深的思考。
We all are holding our breath. How will he answer?
我们听众都非常紧张，等着讲员来回应。
And after a long pause, speaker answered like this.
那很长的沉默之后，
Yes, we know that you are suffering.
是的，我知道你在受苦中。
Yes, we know that you and your wife and your children are suffering.
是的，我知道你的太太、你的小孩也在痛苦中。
Yes, we know that you can comfortably live in Nairobi city or other city in Kenya if you use either your seminary degree or your university degree.
是的，我知道说，也许你用大学的学位或者是神学的学位，你在一个大城市 Nairobi, Kenya 应该有个很好的工作。
But if you think of those rural people,
但是当你想到山村的百姓们
who will come to know the Lord,
那他们有机会可以认识耶稣
whose life would be transformed,
他们的生命有机会可以改变
because of your stay there,
因为你仍然谨守岗位留在你的位置
if you think of eternal kingdom, eternal life,For those people,
如果你想到永恒的生命为了那些人
then your sacrifice is not too big for the Lord.
那你的牺牲对主而言并不是最大的。
No sacrifice is too big for the Lord.
没有任何我们的牺牲为主是太大的。
That man's sacrifice is not too big for the Lord.
那位牧者的牺牲并不是过大的。
When we think of the Lord's sacrifice,
当我们想到主为我们所牺牲的
，How much He has loved us,
他如何来爱我们
？You see, today in Taiwan,
今天的台湾
，We have rural areas.
那我们有一些乡村的地方
，We do not have gospel preachers.
没有人传福音给他们。
Where in the urban cities, even some pastors they don't have a place to preach.
那也许在城市里面有一些牧师根本没有地方让他去传讲神的
信息。Some seminary graduates have become jobless. They could not find a job.
有一些神学院毕业的找不到工作。
But in the rural areas of Taiwan,
但是在台湾的乡村
，they don't have a preacher.
没有牧者。
They don't have a gospel worker.
没有传福音的人
They don't have someone to go and share the love of God.
没有人去跟他们传讲上帝的爱
In the same way, many parts of the world,
那在一样中世界的各地
many have never heard the gospel.
很多很多人根本没有听过福音
After 2,000 years of our Lord's coming, death and resurrection, still many people have not heard the gospel.
即使主经2000年前是复活到今天，仍然许多人没有机会听到福音。
And the Lord is looking for young men and women like you.
主在寻找年轻的男女，好像大家一样。
To go and work for Him for His transformational life ministry.
来去为了福音的缘故改变人的生命。
So that man's problem is wrong motivation.
所以那一位第一位的来到耶稣面前的人，他是有。错误的一个期待。
Now the second would-be missionary is we find in verses from 59 to 60.
那第二位想当宣教士的是在59到60节。
And this man's problem is family burden.
那这位的问题是家里面的一些重担。
The first man volunteered himself, Lord, I will follow you.
第一位是说他愿意来跟随主。
But because he has a wrong motivation, Jesus could not accept him.
但是他的动机是错误的，耶稣没
办法接受他。Unless and until he has correct his motivation.
那主要改变，要更正他的动机。
But this man is invited by Jesus.
那这位呢是被耶稣邀请的。
Jesus said to him, "Follow me."
耶稣说，跟从我来。
Follow me means work for me.
跟从我意思说是 帮我工作。
Join with me in transformational life ministry.
跟我一起来改变人的生命。
But the man replied,
但那个人回答说,
Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
主容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
To this Jesus answered, Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣说, 任凭死人埋葬他们的死人, 你只管去传扬神国的道。
This man said, Yes, Lord, I will follow you, I will work for you, but First, let me bury my father.
那这位说是的，我很愿意，但是先让我去埋葬我的父亲。
Now we must understand the Middle East culture here, the culture of Palestine 2,000 years ago.
那我们一定要了解中东的巴勒斯坦的两千年前他们的习俗。
Those days, if someone died, they went to perform elaborate funeral rites.
所以那时候，当一个人死去的时候呢，有非常之隆重的。一个葬礼
，so they kept the dead body for a long, long time.
啊，保持那个死人的生命很长的时间。
During that time, they collect money, they arrange everything so that funeral service would be so great and grand.
所以那时候他们花很多时间去来招募款项啊，来做很多的事情，所以是很大很隆重的一个葬礼。
That is practice even in Ghana today. When we were there, we see that also.
甚至是今天的加拿，我们也看过这样子一个
葬礼。So this man's father could have already died, but he has not performed funeral rites yet.
所以这个很可能已经是死去，但是还没有完成这个葬礼。
Or it could also be another way of saying, I have very aged father, therefore I need to take care of him. So my father, aged father died, and then after that, I will.Come and work for you.
但是另外可能性说，他爸爸年长，但是还没有过去，要等到他爸爸过去之后结束一切，他再来跟随耶稣。
Either way, this man is saying, I have familial responsibility, therefore I cannot follow you now. I cannot work for you now.
这个人就是说我有家庭的责任，我无法现在来跟随你。
But when Jesus answered and said, "Let the dead bury their own dead."He doesn't mean that he doesn't care about family responsibility.
但是当主说任凭死人埋葬他的死人，并不代表说我们不应该重视我们的家庭的责任。
What he meant was there would be others who would take care of your father.
耶稣的意思说有别人会照顾你的爸爸。
Arrangement also can be made.
适当的一个安排是可以做的。
But as for you, since you have received My calling, you must go.
但是对你而言，因为你接受了我的呼召，所以你一定要去。
You know, Jesus himself was a family man, a responsible man.
那耶稣自己本身是很有家庭责任感。
He helped his father in the family carpentry work.
他帮助他的父亲在一个木匠的事业中来工作。
And also when he was about to die, he entrusted his friend John. John, please take care of my mother, who is also your mother.
而且当他在十字架上的时候，他请他的朋友约翰来照顾他的母亲玛利亚。
Therefore, Jesus said, "As for you, you have received my call to go as a missionary. Now you go, but your father, others will take care of."
所以耶稣说是你因为是啊听到我的呼召，所以你要去。那你的家人嘛，其他人可以协助。
Especially for us Asians, this is also a great burden.
所以对我们。华人是一个很大的一个重担。
We need to take care of our parents.
我们需要照顾我们的父母。
My wife many times told me, "Don't think your son as your pension."
这个我太太常常告诉我说，不要想说你的儿子啊是可以是一个保障。
I expect that when I become old, my son will and his wife will take care of me.
不要想说年纪大的时候孩子就会来照顾我们。
As my wife said, "Don't expect that."
不要期待。
Trust in God.
相信上帝
Because they need to take care of you, you must not become a stumbling block for them to do God's work wherever they want to do.
所以这个不应该成为你在神的工作的一个绊脚石。
I myself also have aged mother.
我自己有一个年长的母亲。
So we make arrangement with other brothers that since I've received God's call,You please take care of my mother, but I'll also help you. Will also help you financially to some a little bit.
所以我跟我的兄弟来安排好说，因为我接受了上帝的呼召，我一定要 成为 上帝的宣教士，所以就请哥哥弟弟们来帮忙，但是在经济上我也出份力。
So what Jesus was saying is that family responsibilities arrangement can be made.
所以耶稣说是家庭的责任是可以被安排的。
That's what we call today missionary member care, missionary care.
所以我们就说就是这个宣教士的家庭的一个啊。
If some of you are the only daughter or son in your family,
所以如果各位有一些是唯一的独子或独女，
and you have received God's call to go out as a missionary,
那你有上帝的呼召来出去当宣教士，
but you are worried about your aged parents,
那你担心年长的父母，
that's where your other brothers and sisters who do not go have to come in and then help your parents.
那就是其他上帝没有呼召的弟兄姐妹就可以进来来协助照顾你的父母亲。
That's where the church mission group would step in and then help the parents of a missionary.
那就是教会宣教团体可以进来协助照顾父母亲。
So Jesus said, arrangement can be made.
耶稣说是可以安排的。
That arrangement has been made in many places.
那这样子安排其实很多地方已经了实现。
So that family responsibility should not be a stumbling block for us not to go as a missionary.
所以家庭的责任不应该是我们的绊脚石，不去回应上帝的呼召。
You know, the first SIM three missionaries they were in the early 20s.
那第一个 SIM 的宣教士是在二十世纪初。哦，二十几岁，抱歉。
Yeah, like many of you,
好像很多你们一样。
They went to Nigeria.
他们去尼基利亚。
In the first year, two of them died.
第一年两个死亡。
One of them was the only son of his mother. His father's no more, but he and his mother alone live in this world.
那其中一位是他的只有他是独子，他爸爸已经过去了，就只有他跟他的妈妈。
So the surviving of the three, only one survived, came back with a few belongings of his friend and then went to meet his mother in Canada.
所以那一位本来三个是两个过去，剩下的一位就是拿到两个过去的一些遗物去加拿大去见他的妈妈。
Surviving missionary could not speak a word.
那这个留下来的那位现在是根本不晓说什么。
The mother of the dead missionary understood and said, Mr. Bingham, I understand.
那位死去的妈妈说Mr. Bingham, 我了解。
I understand that my son Tom is no more.
我知道我的孩子 Tom 已经不在了。
But don't be very sad.
但是不要伤心。
It was the mother who comforted the missionary.
是那位死去的妈妈来安慰那位宣教士。
I would have rather died my son Tom all alone, very lonely in the mission field, other than living here in Canada and disobeying God.
那我宁愿我的儿子因为回应上帝呼召在非洲而死，比他留在加拿大没有回应上帝呼召还好。
So if you really have God's call to God as missionary, your parents, even though they become aged and need help, they would be willing to let you go.
所以如果上帝真是有呼召你，我相信你的父母亲很乐意来让你去回应上帝呼召。
So therefore, our family responsibility should not be a stumbling block for us.
所以我们家里的责任不应该是我们跟随上帝的绊脚石。
Finally, the third would be missionary.
那最后是第三个可能的宣教士。
His problem is delay tactics.
那他的问题是一个延迟的政策。
It's in verse 61 and 62.
61、62节。
This man too was invited by Jesus.
也被耶稣邀请。
But he said to Jesus, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
他说，主，我要跟从你，容我先去辞别我家里的人。
Then Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说，
No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
手持着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
This man's problem is he first accepted missionary call, responded missionary call, but later he changed his mind.
这位是他原来接受过上帝的呼召，后面改变主意。
Or he delayed.
或是他延迟。
We have someone in India who have responded God's call to go as a missionary, but after 20 years he still have not gone.
那有一位是在印度认识的，他被上帝呼召，但是二十年后仍然没有回应。
For all 20 years he always said yes, I have called to be a missionary, I have responded God's call, but 20 years he didn't go.
那二十年来他不断地说他有听过上帝回应，但是仍然还没有回应。
All the time delaying.
那许多的时间被延误。
This is the situation of this man.
那这个就是这个人的一个现况。
But why this man delayed? Why did he delay?
为什么这人延误呢？
Because he could not leave the comfort of his country's place.
因为他无法去离开他现有的舒适。
He said, first let me go and say goodbye.
先让我去说再见。
Which means he wants the fellowship, the comfort of being surrounded by loved ones.
就是说他很享受被爱他的人、亲爱的亲朋好友所包围。
He enjoyed familiar sight and sound.
他非常喜欢是相当舒适的一个环境。
He enjoyed his own national or local food.
他很享受他当地的美食。
So he could not leave his country, his city.
无法去离开他现在的城市。
You know, this could be a problem. In Taiwan as well.
那对台湾有可能是一个困难哦。
You know, Taiwan is a very comfortable place.
那台湾是非常舒适的环境。
For us, it will take a lot to go back to India.
对我们而言是要非常大的努力才能回到印度。
We are enjoying so much life here in Taiwan.
我们非常享受在台湾的生活。
You know, here you are used to 24-hour running water, gas, electricity, internet, just going to your doorstep, MRT, you are used to, so you don't see how good it is.
所以我们是只有24小时，我们都有水电，这个 WiFi 等等，我们根本很难完全去体会我们多么的幸福。
But this is what we will miss from India.
那这个就是
our place where we'll be working next year.
这个就是我们在印度明年的施工没有的。
Electricity is only occasionally we get.
电偶尔有。
No running water, we have to fetch water.
没有自来水，我们自己来舀水。
Gas, we have to go and buy the gas cylinder.
瓦斯，我们要买瓦斯桶。
Internet, we have to go very far place to get.
网路，我们要去很远的地方才有。
I hope son, you are not frightened when I say like that.
希望儿子不会害怕啊。
But my wife said, "Yes, I'm Taiwanese. But if God wants me to go and serve there, I will go."
太太说，是的，我是从台湾来的。但是若上帝呼召我去那边来为主受苦，我愿意。
So leaving our comfort zone is very, very difficult.
所以离开我们的舒适圈的确很困难。
I'm not saying it's easy.
我没有说很容易。
You have to go and learn a new language.
你要学新的语言。
Learning new language will make you become like a child again.
那个学新的语言，好像你要回到小孩子的环境一样。
You'll be living among people whose culture are totally different.
你要跟完全跟你习俗不一样的人生活。
You'll be eating food which you may not necessarily like.
你吃你不太想吃的食物。
But if no one is willing to do to go through such kind of sacrifices, the world will not come to know the Lord.
但是如果没有人愿意来过这样子的一个牺牲的生活，很多人不可能去认识耶稣。
Therefore, someone has to leave his or her comfort zone and then go to a place where the Lord wants him to go.
所以有人要愿意离开他的舒适圈，去上帝要他去的地方。
And then God has blessed Taiwan.
上帝很祝福台湾。
You know.I know 30-40 years ago, Taiwan was not a rich country.
我知道三四十年前，台湾并不是一个很富有的国家。
But Taiwan is now one of the richest countries in the world.
那现在台湾是全球其中一个非常富有的国家。
Thank God.
感谢上帝。
Taiwan has all the resources that need for mission.
那台湾有宣教士所需要的全部的资源。
It has financial resources.
有经济的资源。
It has human resources like you.
有人力资源好像各位一样。
Young men and women who are educated.
年轻弟兄姐妹有教育的。
Young men and women who are willing to sacrifice for God.
年轻弟兄姐妹愿意为神而牺牲。
And Taiwan has spiritual resources.
台湾有属灵的资源。
There are wonderful believers like here, this church, Taipei Friendship Church and other churches, men and women of prayer who can pray a lot, who can give a lot for mission.
神有许多的教会，好比信友堂，祷告、金钱的资源，为了宣教。
So this generation of mission is the generation of Taiwan churches.
所以这个 年代的这个台湾的基督徒的
台湾 churches can make a lot of difference in world mission.
所以台湾的信徒在宣教施工上可以有非常大的贡献。
There are billions of people who have never heard the gospel, even after 2,000 years of our Lord's death and resurrection.
有几十亿的人士，即使在今天仍然没有听过福音。
There are 7,000 people groups who have not a church.
有七千个民族没有一个教会。
What if these people are waiting, just waiting for Christians in Taiwan to go and preach the gospel there?
非常可能是这些人一直在等待，一直在等待台湾的愿意出宣教士到他们那边来传讲上帝福音。
What if these people are waiting, just waiting for you, young people in this church to go and preach the gospel to them?
那很可能他们在等待上帝的心意，就让台湾的基督徒从这个教会来出来。跟他们来传讲上
帝的爱。The Lord is looking for young men and women like you who will participate, who will do the mission of transformation.
主在等着年轻的弟兄姐妹，还像大家一样去参与他改变生命的施工。
Will you respond to God?
你愿意去回应上帝的呼召吗
？Say, Here I am, Lord.
说我在这里。
I'm willing to go.
我愿意去。
May the Lord bless you all, and I will call my wife Debbie to come and pray for us.
我愿上帝祝福你们。我请我的太太 Debbie 来为我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你差遣你儿子耶稣基督来到我们当中，离开一切天上的荣华、一切的舒适，来到这个罪恶的世界。为了我们这些不配的百姓，罪恶的百姓，你为我们受尽一切的苦，甚至被唾弃、被弃绝、被出卖、被钉十字架。主啊，我们不配，主啊，我们软弱，但主谢谢你，因着你的十字架上的大爱，我们可以成为你的儿女。但主，你还有许许多多世上的儿女，在这世界上，他们不认识神，他们还在等候宣教士到他们当中去。主耶稣啊，求你赦免我们，因为台湾的教会回应你普世宣教的呼召非常的晚，也非常的慢。主耶稣，求你赦免我们的教会。主，求你也赦免我们的年轻的一代，我们非常的重视舒适，我们出不去我们的舒服的这个圈子。赦免我们的许多的父母们不愿意让我们的孩子受苦。主耶稣啊，赦免我们，开我们的眼睛，让我们看见宣教不只是牺牲，宣教乃是经历主你极大的恩典，宣教是一个极大的特权，宣教是与那天上的万王之王、万主之主同工。我们本是不配的，但是你却愿意拣选我们成为你的同工。宣教是一个极大的恩典，让我们可以看见神的工作在我们的身上，以及透过我们来宣扬。主耶稣啊，我求你开我们的眼睛，除去我们心中一切错误的动机，帮助我们看得清楚宣教要付的代价，也让我们有耶稣基督的心、耶稣基督的爱，可以看见你世上的百姓，要愿意回应你的呼召。在我们当中的父母们，我要挑战你，如果你不愿意你的孩子回应神的呼召，你的孩子没有办法回应神的呼召，你愿意看见宣教是一个极大的特权、极大的荣耀吗？你可以看见服侍神是最大最大的荣耀吗？我要问我们当中的父母们，你愿不愿意说，主啊，我愿意奉献我的孩子来侍奉你，不管你要用他用什么样的方式来侍奉你，我愿意。如果你愿意把你的孩子奉献给神来使用，我请你来举起手来。谢谢你。还有没有？请放下。还有吗？ 当中的父母们，你愿意放下？还有吗？你愿意把你的孩子奉献给神？谢谢主耶稣，你看见每一只举起来的手，我求你自己来眷顾，也求你自己赐给他们的智慧，让他们用身教言教就来教导他们的孩子，来渴慕神，来爱神，而且愿意来侍奉你。求你赐给他们恩典，帮助他们可以活出耶稣的样式，也让他们的孩子可以得到他们那样的信心跟爱主的心。现在年轻的弟兄姐妹，我也要来挑战你，生命是非常短的，你这一生在为什么而活？你为谁来读书？你为谁在考试？你为谁在过这一生？你如果为的是自己，那当你在耶稣再来的时候，你将是非常非常羞愧的。主耶稣有那么多那么多世上的羊群在世界各地，他说谁可以为我去呢？我可以差遣谁呢？你愿不愿意让神的心得到满足，说主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，虽然我不足，虽然我年轻，但是我愿意。就像刚刚领会说的，你愿不愿意当一个傻子，是一个傻傻的愿意来侍奉神的孩子？主耶稣不需要你的才干，他不需要你的恩赐，他不需要你的学位。如果你有一颗愿意的心，这一切所需要的神都可以加给你，只要你说主啊，我愿意。我们有没有当中有没有这样的弟兄姐妹，你愿意回应神的呼召，说主，不管你带我到哪里，我愿意去。如果你愿意，我请你从你的座位当中站起来。你不要去看别人，如果你愿意，就请你站起来。谢谢。还有没有？还有没有？还有没有？我请辅导们可以注意你团契当中的弟兄姐妹，以后要做跟进。请问还有吗？给天父，我感谢你，我为这些勇敢的傻傻的孩子，站在你面前的孩子来感谢你，因为他们有一颗愿意讨你喜悦的心。主啊，你看见他们年轻的心智，说主啊，我们虽然不足，我们虽然年轻，但是我们知道你的爱，我们愿意奉献生命给你，一生为你活，一生被你来使用。主耶稣，我求你赐给他们有美好的属灵的导师，在这个时候就开始陪伴他们，好叫你在他们身上的呼召及计划，在你的时候可以完全的来成就。主耶稣，我求你自己天天吸引他们更深的来认识你，更深的来经历你，好叫他们更知道说，主耶稣啊，你是何等的爱他们，你在他们身上做更新改变的工作，好叫将来他们可以在你所带他们到的地方就可以做那美好的见证，甚至在现在他们所遇到的周围到的每一位，要从他们身上看见耶稣基督那美好的工作。主耶稣，我求你自己帮助这个教会，让他们有智慧，知道如何来建造这一些的年轻人，好叫你那完全美好的宣教的计划可以透过这些的年轻的弟兄姐妹们来完全，好叫世界上许许多多没有听过福音的民族，没有听过福音的人，透过他们还没有认识耶稣基督。主耶稣，谢谢你看得起台北信友堂这些年间不断的有宣教士出去，我求你每一个世代都兴起年轻人，可以兴起他们不断的来为主而活，愿意为主而死，愿意花任何的代价来侍奉神。我感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，谢谢阿们。我请刚刚站起来的每一位，在会后呢，可以应该要到你的各团契的辅导要去跟进，好吗？谢谢。
好，我们一样花点时间，我们来思想刚刚神透过廖牧师对我们所说的话。我们就把眼睛闭起来，我们有点时间的默想。在今天廖牧师的信息当中，你觉得神透过廖牧师对你说了什么让你印象深刻的话？而这些话又怎么能够让你在这个礼拜当中来活出来？ 天父，我们来到你的面前，主，你是鉴察人心的神，主，你知道我心里面其实可能有很多的软弱，或者是担心害怕。主啊，我可能觉得我自己不够好，也不够配得被神使用，但是主，即使我有那么一点小小的意愿，都求你来看重。主啊，我愿意将我的生命献给你，我也愿意来委身服侍你。主，求你帮助我，将我心中的害怕，将我心中的担心担忧都能够挪去，以至于说我能够在主的面前说，主啊，我愿意，请你用我。天父，谢谢你，求你继续让廖牧师的信息在这个礼拜当中继续的对我们每一个人来说话。主啊，让我们真的是能够天天与你来亲近。孩子们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
我们一起来唱回应诗歌《差遣我》，唱到副歌时，请同工收奉献。
主告诉我如何献上我的生命，带希望入人群中。
主告诉我如何献上我的真爱，将温暖带入世界。我看到灵魂中的忧伤，孤独中人的心在角落颤抖。差遣我，差遣我，我愿付出我所有。差遣我到需要你的人群中，充满我，充满我，用你爱来充满我，再一次紧握他们的手。
主告诉我，
主告诉我如何献上我的生命，带希望入人群中。主告诉我如何付出我的关怀，将温暖带入世界。我看到灵魂中的忧伤，孤独中人的心在角落颤抖。差遣我，差遣我，我愿付出我所有。差遣我到需要你的人群中，充满我，充满我，用你爱来充满我，再一次紧握他们的手。
差遣我，其他请。
差遣我，差遣我，我愿付出我所有。差遣我到需要你的人群中，充满我，充满我，用你爱来充满我，再一次紧握他们的手。
让我们一起低头为奉献做祷告。爱我们的天父，谢谢你让我们能利用自己的一点小钱来回应你的话语。虽然我们能力不足，但我们愿意先用这点小钱来支持你的工作，求你运用在合你心意的事工上，让我们每一分金钱都蒙你的悦纳。祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。会众请坐。现在是欢迎新朋友的时间。我手上有一个新朋友，当我念到你的名字时，请起立，让我们拍手欢迎你。他叫周玉芬，他是高中一年级，请坐。让我们一起来唱欢迎歌，唱到第二遍时，可以起立，彼此问手问安。
欢迎你，真心诚意的欢迎你，因为我主我神有大爱，他爱无尽，他已张开他的能双手。
好，大家可以慢慢的回到自己座位上了。下一周的青少主日讲员是李湘林长老，主席是卢以乐弟兄，司琴是刘乔飞姐妹。下周的少契主题是虚拟实境传福音工作坊。领会是张恩德弟兄，司琴是林庭文姐妹。下周的青少主题是 Why, What, Who, How, Who。领会是张恩德弟兄，司琴是林庭文姐妹。接下来是报告时间，我们把时间交给汪汪姐。
好，有几件事情报告。第一个就是今天我们的主日学暂停，但是呢要邀请大家可以留下来，不管你之前有没有报名主日学，但是今天都可以留下来参加宣教工作坊。那我们今天的讲员是，如果你有来参加退休会，你可能就会认识的贾峰姐姐，好，她会来到我们当中来和我们分享，然后她预备的内容很棒，所以请大家一定要留下来。那待会的我们的工作坊呢会按照各小家做，所以呢我们就是在我的右手边这边，就是如果你是国中就是七年级、八年级、九年级，我们就按照各小家来做，好，然后这边就是做高中，高一、高二、高三，所以待会我们11点会开始我们的工作坊，就请大家按各小家来做。好，第二个呢，就是在外面的招待桌上有这个拆传手册，所以呢，如果等一下聚会崇拜结束之后，一家一本。就一家一本，你可以拿这个拆传手册。那今年的拆传手册里面就是有很多宣教师他们的故事，或者是他们的服事的见证，然后里面也有就是神牧师介绍关于保罗事工，可能我们常常宣教关怀会为保罗事工的教会祷告。那什么是保罗事工？这里面也有说明，所以你也可以看这本手册，那我觉得很棒，就是你们可以带回去，你们在看这些宣教师的见证的时候也可以为他们祷告。好，第三件事情呢，就是今年我们在12月14号会举行青少的洗礼，所以如果你想要接受洗礼，或者是你曾经受过幼年洗，你要愿意就是来受见证式的话，你等一下可以跟启清哥拿报名表，好，申请表应该这样，申请表就是你要接受洗礼或者是见证式的，你可以拿申请表，然后回去开始想，然后填写报名资料，还要写见证。好，然后第四件事情就是今年儿童圣诞夜是12月22号，然后它一样就是需要我们有一些青少年可以帮助他们，然后我已经把相关的讯息 po 在我们的社团青少年FB 的社团，但是我在这边报告一下，就是他们需要有2个人可以帮忙灯光，4个人帮忙剪场，然后10个人帮忙场地的布置跟恢复，然后也需要有10个人接待，然后还需要有20个人参加诗班。所以你可以先想一想，我今天先报告，然后都有不同需要配合练习的时间，所以如果你愿意参与这些服事帮忙儿童圣诞夜的话，你可以跟我讲，或者是跟你们的小家辅导报名这样子。好，然后第五件事情就是待会请恩德、以乐、明磊、博云、乔飞在工作坊结束之后到琴房找牛奶姐，好，你们要练习你们下一次的敬拜。好，最后一件事情就是这个礼拜六有非常重要的一件事情，就是芝芝姐的婚礼。好，我们芝芝姐这个礼拜六要结婚了。哎，对不起，新娘现在不在场，然后所以
好，但是呢，就是我们之前有为了芝芝姐的婚礼来练诗，所以这个礼拜六下午一点，好，一样我们准时，因为芝芝姐的婚礼是两点半开始，所以如果你想要来观礼也可以，就是两点半在教会二楼大堂。好，但是如果你愿意，你过去也曾经参与过诗班的练习，这个礼拜六会是我们最后一次的练习时间，就是下午一点钟在教会。那至于场地在哪里，就是等你们到了教会以后，看一下那个电梯门口的白板，上面就会告诉你青少的诗班会在哪一间教室练习。好，所以如果你能够参加诗班的献诗，你过去也都有练习，就请在这个礼拜六下午一点到教会集合练习。好，那我就报告到这边，把时间交给王卫。
让我们一同以领受祝福敬拜神，让我们一同起立唱愿神赐恩祝福于你。
愿耶和华赐恩祝福于你，愿耶和华的荣光遍照你，愿耶和华向你扬脸赐平安，奉主的名我们祝福你，和会平安赐给你，从至高无上而来，看那蒙神所爱的。